So this week we're on week 5. Can we read the title together of this week? Week 5. Grace and Peter's epistles. Can we also, under day 1, can we read Roman numeral 1?
Grace is the resurrection of Christ as the light in spirit, giving himself freely to us, being everything to us, and doing everything in us, through us and for us.
Amen. Can we also read Roman numeral 2?
The multiplication of the race is the race that multiplies our daily life. In the full knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, the grace of God in His economy is rich, multiplying and abounding.
Amen.
Can we also flip to the outline in day 5 and read Roman numeral 7 together? The very grace of God in the
riches of the grace of God
in His Christ ministered by the saints one to another.
Amen. Can we also read Roman numeral 9 together under day 5?
The God of all grace, who has all believers in Him to His eternal glory, perfects, establishes, strengthens, and grants you through their sufferings. This all grace is the true grace of God, into which the believers enter and in which they stand.
Amen. So, we can see from this week in the title, right, that Peter had a special portion when it came to the matter of grace. And he was actually very particular about grace, right, even more than Apostle Paul. As we can see in the verse 2 Peter 1:2, he said, "Grace to you and peace be multiplied."
Amen.
I think before reading this week, right, I actually didn't know that you could experience grace in such a variety of different ways, right? It's not that only that we can experience grace, right? But as we read in the Roman numerals, we can experience grace multiplied, grace varied, and all grace. And from this week, I think throughout the week, it reveals that in order to experience grace in all these different regards, right? It's all amidst our situations, right? You know, some of us, right, we're students, right? Some of us, we have a job. Some of us are parents. Some of us are, you know, in different situations, right? But, you know, this grace that we experience, it's not just grace, but actually it can be multiplied. It's grace multiplied and actually varied, right? Every one of us has a specific grace, right, that we can, that we experience and we have a portion of, and that we can minister to one another. So actually, even in this week, right, it reveals that in order to experience this grace, right, we need to actually be humble before the Lord.
Amen.
Right? You know, I think for me, you know, it's easy to, I mean, I can't say it's easy, but it's easier to turn to the Lord in situations that are hard, right? Like maybe I don't know, Lord, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know the way out. But I feel like there's also realization that even in situations where we feel like we know what we're doing, humanly speaking, right? Like we feel like we know the way. But actually, even in those, we need to be emptied before the Lord. We need to be humble before the Lord and to be open to His dispensing, to His filling. We need to experience the Lord as our grace. Even I think in the first Roman numeral, right, it was saying that grace is Christ as a life-giving spirit given to us freely to partake of, right? So Christ is there for us to partake of in Amen. All our situations.
Amen.
Whether the hard ones or even the ones we are not maybe suffering in. You know, actually we need to learn to open. So, Lord, take in His grace even in all these situations.
Amen.
And, of course, as we were talking about just now, right, there's grace, and then there's grace multiplied, grace varied. But at the end, I really appreciate this. There's all grace. Grace in its entirety, right? Actually, the Lord, He wants to fill us with all that He is.
Amen.
Right? Praise the Lord for His grace.
Amen.
We can have all of His grace. We can be made complete and full. Actually, even yesterday, there was a webinar in the afternoon. I think one of the verses mentioned was 2 Timothy 3:17. It says that the man of God may be complete and fully equipped.
Amen.
That is actually what the Lord wants when it comes to our experience with His grace. So we need to open to the Lord in this way, in all our situations. We need to be under His grace.
Amen.
We need to see that we are not, but He is.
Amen.
We are not able, but He is able.
Amen.
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 So actually, yeah, that's what I want to say. You know, saints, may we really just stand up, minister our varied and multiplied grace to one another, that we may have grace in its entirety. We have all of grace. Amen. So, maybe 3 minutes each person. If anyone's available to help with piano, that'll be good.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'll just follow our brother. Praise the Lord for His grace.
Amen.
Amen. We're on 1 Peter and 2 Peter, right? You know that the book of Peter, the epistles of Peter, speaks mainly about God's government. Right, and a Christian living under God's government.
Amen.
And the divine provision. I counted the number of time occurrences of several keywords. One is because the government actually concerns judgment, right?
Right.
So there are like 10 occurrences of judgment in the whole, you know, both 1st and 2nd Peter. But actually there are 12 grace occurrences.
Amen.
In 1st and 2nd Peter.
So
you see that the God accomplishes government actually, even though there is a judgment, but then God actually has a sufficient, abundant supply of grace to
Amen.
Us. He knows that we cannot, we're not... capable, or we're not being able to pass the judgment by ourselves, right? And actually, He's giving us the highest supply, which is through His grace. I really appreciate that the definition. Actually, the 12 I would say occurrences of grace. Some are actually combined in these 10 points, right? In this week, actually, these 10 points are the exact exposition of the 12 occurrences, the verse mentioning in Peter's epistles. So I believe, like, when we're actually reading through this, I feel like, yeah, okay, Lord, I have experienced somewhat, right, some of the points, but some I just feel like, okay, I need to experience more, right? I need to know more about that aspect of grace. You know Peter himself has really, his epistles is different from Paul's, right? Paul has really high revelation. Grace was also mentioned throughout Paul's epistles. But particularly in Peter's epistles, you see, is very much associated with his personal experience.
Yes.
Right? So this is the aspect of grace, you know, that give us, I would say, you know, that we also need to be open to God's grace. We need to actually experience all the grace. And some of the, I would say, actually the utterances was not mentioned in Paul's grace. I mean, in Paul's mentioning, right? Like this varied grace, all grace, right? Some of these, that really tells that, you know, whatever we have experienced is maybe not enough, right? We need to really see and really just be open to the Lord. I appreciate Brother mentioned, we need to be an open vessel. God is actually supplying grace, right, to each and every one of us.
Amen.
It's almost like a broadcast station right? Just beaming out this waves of energy of grace to all of us. But it is up to us to be tuned to that station, right? You know, a lot of times we know that during our, and the grace a lot of times, right, comes through our situation. When we are, sometimes the Lord actually arranges a certain situation for us because we're not tuned, right? During our daily living, we need to really be open to Him, be an open vessel to receive His grace, right? I'll just mention some of the points that I'm actually was very touched with. One of them was, let's see, it's number 5. Number 5 says, grace with God in 1 Peter 2:19 through 20 refers to the motivation of the divine life within us and its expression in our living, which comes in our behavior gracious and acceptable in the eyes of both man and God.
Amen.
So on one hand, God is supplying grace to us. But then on the other hand, He wants us to be, what? Ministers, right? Of this very grace. This verse, the related verse is 1 Peter 2:19 to 20. Let me just read it. For this is grace. If anyone, because of a consciousness of God, bears sorrow by suffering unjustly, if, while doing good and suffering, you endure, this is grace with God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model so that you may follow in His steps.
Amen.
Right? This verse, you know, in particular talks about when we are treated unjustly, right? When we are, suffering in some kind of situation. A lot of times, you know, right, in our eyes, it may not be just. And what would be our response? I feel like, oh, Lord, I need to experience You more on this grace. Because a lot of times we'll just, like, let ourselves come up, right? We'll just fight back. Oh, this is unfair, right? How, you know, in our personal relationship, you know, with our spouse, whoever, you know, even in a church life, right? You know, we may just let ourselves come out, right? But, you know, Peter really reminded us.
Amen.
Christ even suffered on our behalf. He was the one that treated most unfairly, right, on this earth. While He was ministering, His desire is to dispense life to all those who hear Him. But so many people just was against Him, right? Oh, Lord, amen. I just feel like, yeah, this is really relates back to, right, the Matthews, right? If somebody hits your right cheek, you give him the left cheek, you give him the right. I could never get this right. You know, if they take your article, right, you give them the inside, whatever. You know, these are the verses that really reminds us that we can be, as Christians, or we can be treated unfairly sometimes, right? But what is our response? Is our response gracious? Or we're just like everyone else, right? Oh, I feel like, yeah, we just need so much salvation. We just need so much grace, right?
Amen.
And also it mentions another point where there's supplies grace to both weak and strong, right? Peter was talking about husband and wife, right? You know, but all, whether weak or strong, we all need to... Lord, amen. We are both, inheritors of the grace of life, right? Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, may us be just open to His word, right? His speaking. I feel like all these word of God really help us to experience more of His grace.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate the meeting, you know, stir me up, my spirit, okay? I went to the Thanksgiving conference. This most message, I was so touched. One reason is because the speaker is Brother Ricky. You know, most of the speaking brother, I know Ricky. I said, wow, we are from East Coast. So, but actually, today is the Lenin brother. They, you know, the development more than that, be honest with you, than the Brother Lee share. 1974, Brother Lee shares so that he say, huh? In First Peter, we have four unique expression concerning the grace. Page 83. It says, grace of life, multiplied grace, and varied grace, and all grace, four kind. Only talk about four. But during the Brother Ricky, wow! After he completed his working on it, wow! After the 2024 Thanksgiving, wow, during that meeting, I think this is a masterpiece because whole grace come to the Bible 170 times, 38 times from Old Testament. Paul speak a lot of grace, but in the Peter, Apostle Peter, chapter 8, talk about 11 times, but we only have 10. Because of why? The Monday tells why. The First Peter, chapter 1, 2, and the 2 Peter 1, 2. Oh, chapter 1, 2 Peter 1. Always mention about the same word. Amen. Grace to you, and peace be multiplied. Amen. Wow, that's so exciting. Especially the outline. I was so touched. I'll read for you because I cannot make this one. Grace is multiplied to us through our suffering, limitation, and weakness. Grace is Christ as our burden bearer. The more burden we have, the more opportunity we have to experience Christ as grace.
Amen.
Two apostles like to share, only in the Bible, talk about suffering. Paul mentioned a lot about suffering. Peter mentioned about suffering. But here he told the key point. Oh, the more opportunity we have to experience Christ as because we have through our suffering. Brother and sister, you have a difficulty, you have a suffering. Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. More experience in grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really enjoy in 2 Peter 1, 2, which says, grace to you and peace be multiplied in this phrase, in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It tells us that grace being multiplied has much to do with our full knowledge of God and of Jesus, my Lord, in the Word. And so one thing that struck me is that he says, we do not enjoy the grace because we're short of the experience of the full knowledge of God and of the Word. So we don't know the Word, or we may not apply the Word. We may know the Word and not apply it. Therefore, we don't enjoy this grace. And this grace has to be claimed, you know, to be a person that we cannot be, or to do what we cannot do. Mm-hmm. This requires grace, right? A sister had me embroider for her this verse, you know, like Paul says, my grace is sufficient for you, right? For my power is perfected in weakness. And so this grace is a supply. We know that our Lord Jesus Christ is grace, but how is he grace? Peter gives us all the different varieties of grace, a grace, the multiplied, the varied, all the different graces, which is nothing other than the supply of the Lord himself.
Amen.
Right? And we, you know, I mean, Jean brought out, if anyone suffers because of a consciousness of God. So we all suffer. People in the world suffer. Everybody suffers. But when we suffer in vain. If we do not suffer because of the consciousness of God, our suffering is in vain.
That's right.
Everybody suffers. We need to suffer. Let's say, you know, maybe we're suffering quietly because of a certain situation, and someone will say, why do you stay in this situation? Because of a consciousness of God. because if I were to leave this situation, I would lose the presence of God. And if I lose God's presence, I might as well kill myself. Because why would I live in this world without God? So everything has to be tied to a consciousness of God, right?
Amen.
To our suffering, to claim this grace, to be a burden bearer.
Yeah.
Every single thing is tied to this. And this is all in the Word. Because we learned before, right? He has given us great and exceeding precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these we may participate in His divine nature, right? Having escaped the corruption in the world by lust, we escape the corruption in the world by lust through a consciousness of God. Everything is a consciousness of God. And so I really enjoy this matter of grace, which, you know, we talk about grace a lot, but I'm not sure that I've totally really grasped and enjoyed the full grace that is being offered to me, to us, right? In every, because every situation is different. And so that's why, varied grace.
Yes.
So praise the Lord that we have this grace. And we haven't even tapped in even half of the grace that the Lord is to us.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
I'd like to speak on the same verses. So the first one is 1 Peter 2:19. And it says, if anyone, because of a consciousness of God, or we can say because of conscience toward God. So this doesn't mean, then it says, it goes on about bearing sufferings unjustly. Well, we do good, we suffer unjustly. This is grace. Well, it doesn't mean, this verse does not mean that the suffering like knocks us back to the Lord. No, this verse is talking about we begin, the consciousness of God means we have a good relationship with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We're in a good relationship. We have a consciousness of God. We were in a good relationship. So that, what does that mean? That means that the grace is dwelling within us.
Amen.
The Lord is with us. He's with our spirit. He's with us as our very life and our life supply. We're in a good relationship with the Lord. If we suffer unjustly in such a situation where we're enjoying the Lord, this is great.
Amen.
So it's definitely true that if we're off track, the Lord will use the environment to bring us back. That's true. But this verse says if we have a good relationship with the Lord, if we're enjoying Him as grace within us as our very life and our life supply and our person, then we do good and we suffer unjustly, then this is grace.
Amen.
Because grace is manifest, mm-hmm, in us, in our living, for others to see. This is grace.
Amen.
We have an inward supply of Christ as grace. We're in Christ. He's in us. And this is manifest in our living. The other verse had the but our living, the charis. We, in our living, the grace is manifest in our living. This is grace.
Amen.
There's an inwardly, and then it's expressed, it's manifest in our living.
Amen.
This is grace. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I didn't share on the second verse. Oh, well.
Amen.
So as Virginia said, we need to ask for these things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have them. We don't experience them because we don't ask. Mm-hmm. So we need to pray, Lord, I want to have a consciousness of You. And then I can bear the suffering unjustly.
Mm-hmm.
I want to experience multiplied grace.
Amen.
I want to experience the grace of life.
Amen.
I want to experience the surpassing riches of Your grace.
Amen.
I want them to be manifest.
Amen.
Amen. And so on.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
some of us were with Brother Ricky last weekend, a wonderful conference with all the young adults and young families. Mm-hmm. And this time, Brother Ricky also mentioned a lot Peter's in his epistles, right, and concerning about the grace. And one thing I appreciate that is he mentioned that we have four seasons in our Christian life. We have up and downs, we have mountains, we have valleys, and so did Peter in his life, right? He has time that he recognized the Lord as a Christ, as a Son of living God, right, but most of the time he was in his failures, right? He denied the Lord three times, mm-hmm, and yeah, even did a lot of like mistakes. And so are we, right? We have sometimes in a very glorious time, we enjoy the Lord a lot, but sometimes we are in a situation, we are suffering. But, you know, those sufferings are not in vain, because those sufferings are the way the Lord used to attract us back to Him, to enjoy Him as our grace. And I also enjoy that when we are in the valleys, right? And, you know, in Psalm 23 says that, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear evil, because you are with me.
Amen.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know, when we are in situation, the Lord actually will increase His grace. And, you know, when we enjoy His grace in our situation, this is His rod and His staff. They comfort us. And, you know, those situations are, there's a reason that the Lord put us in this situation. It's because, you know, in Matthew 16:18, the greatest prophecy in the Bible, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Mm-hmm. If Amen. Peter did not go through all those situations, he did not enjoy the Lord as His grace, the Lord cannot build this church on this rock. But thank the Lord, He's transforming us by drawing us to enjoy all His grace.
Amen.
And we are transforming into those rocks that the Lord can build us Amen. Up as a church.
Amen.
So I really appreciate that, you know, those situations, those trials are actually allowed by the Lord. He put us all in these sufferings so that He can transforming us into His precious stone. So Amen. I'm so encouraged that, yes, we have so many situations. We need to go through different aspects of our human life. But all this is not in vain. It's for the Lord to complete
right.
His eternal purpose to build us up into His, as the body of Christ, as a church. So since there is not to be discouraged in our situation, let's go come forward to touch the throne of grace
Amen.
To receive Amen. The time be held.
Amen.
Amen.
Just want to resonate with Brother David. I also went to the Young Whipping Saints last weekend in KBCC, and I think yeah. for me and also for all the Young Whipping Saints, it's such a timely reminder, timely help from the Word. And from the conference, we seen that like from Brother Ricky, he said that this is actually pretty normal to have different like seasons in our
right.
Christian life.
It's
actually
exactly.
the world or the earth is engineered, is designed to have different seasons. And then we are, we human beings, we also have different ups and downs in our Christian life. But if we look
right.
At a large time zone, a large time scale, a large horizon, we see that is a upward trajectory. So it's up and down, but in the large time scale, it has a overall upward trajectory. And it's very normal to have up and downs, to have different seasons, to have winters in our Christian life. And actually, I myself come from a corner of the world that's very hot. That's all year long hot. That's hot every day. And when I moved to the U.S., I actually learned to appreciate the winter. And yeah, for me, those winter, they're just precious. And they, I just love the winter. And Yeah, and I see for us it's also the same thing, right? When we think that we are holding back or we are backsliding, we are in winter time. It's actually
growing time.
Yeah, we're growing. We are seeking something deeper. We are seeking something, foundational. So this thing is how, it's downtime, but it helps us to grow in the future. So I just appreciate those words from the conference. And I also want to mention these two verses. The first is 2 Corinthians 12:10. For when I am weak, then I am powerful. And then this is another verse from 1 Peter 5:10. After you have suffered a little while, the Lord will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. So, I hope this is an encouraging word for not just young whipping saints, but for all of us who must have, go through ups and downs. One way as another in our Christian life.
Amen.
You know, saints, we cannot forget the topic of the Thanksgiving conference is living a Christian life under the government of God, for the economy of God. And I'm really surprised, you know, as the brothers were sharing about the epistles of Peter. If Peter's a fisherman, I really never expected much from Peter. But I am really touched because very experiential, subjective. The Christian life is a life of sufferings. The reason why is because God has to deal with it. Brother James shared this message too. He has to clear out everything in us that does not match God.
Right.
And therefore, we have to, yes, to deal with us. Deal with our environment, deal with our situation. Everything is dealing with the sons of God to perfect them. And so I was really touched when Brother Ricky shared about the example. It's in day five about Apostle Paul. You know, Brother Lee shared that if you look at all the figures that were used by the Lord from Genesis to Revelation, the greatest person is Apostle Paul. That is quite a statement, saints. But Apostle Paul was such a chosen vessel to receive all the deep revelations, the mystery of God, the mystery of Christ. To me, for you, on behalf of the body, he received them. He had received even revelation that you were not allowed, not permitted to write in the Bible, not permitted to share. But I was so touched that God, the Lord, had no confidence in Apostle Paul's flesh. So he allowed a messenger of Satan to put a thorn in his side. And this Apostle Paul had for the rest of his life until he was martyred. And he asked the Lord, please, Lord, three times to take it away. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. So you see, since this is why I'm so touched by example, is sometimes the Lord will put in our environment, intentionally allowing Satan, car accident, cancer, you know, all kinds of the death of a child, death of a wife, death of a husband. I've seen it all in the Lord's recovery. And, you know, sometimes even Brother Ricky shared about his sister or two kids and she died. And she was full of grace. And she was leaving these two little kids. So I just really was touched that. And the other thing is, saints, I did want to share something. Last week on the Lord's table meeting, Brother Lorenzo sat next to me to share my hymn book. And I was so touched. I mean, through that, I saw Brother Lorenzo really enjoyed the meeting. And it just rekindled in me the Lord's desire for fruit bearing. You know, saints, and I went back to really examine chapter 15. And if you look at it very carefully, saints, fruit bearing is not an option for believers. It's mandatory for us to bear fruit. And I read with you the verse. It says, no longer, 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I set you that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. The saints in Florida brought Brother Lorenzo, right, into the Lord's recovery. And he's moved up here to go to college and stay with his grandparents who live in Manila. But he's such a gift to us saints, a gift from the saints in Florida. So may we saints really go before the Lord about fruit bearing. Because this chapter was not written to the church. It was written to the individual believer saints. Amen.
Speaking to me, it says, grace varies according to our situation. I think brothers and sisters mentioned about this and environment. For example, it will vary according to the kind of wife you have, whether she is naturally submissive or difficult. So I assume that Kyle probably experiences a lot of grace because I feel that I'm a really very difficult person. But I also, you know, I was very touched by brothers and sisters Sherry mentioned about 1 Peter 3:7. It says that we are fellow heirs of the grace of life. Mm-hmm. And then 1 Peter 4:10 says that we want to be stewards, right? Stewards of the varied grace of Amen. God. And then following that, it says that we really need to be humble. So, you know, we are vessels. We can experience or we can receive the grace of life together. But it really depends on how empty our vessel is.
Right.
So I just feel that, you know, here it talks about, you know, the example of husband and wife. That is so practical. It's all about our experience, right? But then, you know, what about if we don't have a husband or a wife? The Lord would arrange everything for you. Maybe you have a difficult boss. If you are a teacher, maybe you have difficult students. Or, you know, like if you have children, very difficult children, no matter what, the Lord would think about something, you know, like measure for you what you need. And I feel that we just need to be open to Him. And just like Sister Irene shared, you know, we are actually not experiencing sufferings in vain. It's actually God wants to transform us. He really has a purpose. Not just for our like good family life, you know, good working life. It's actually for us to be transformed so we will be like Him, you know, gradually, day by day. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Enjoyed these two aspects. Firstly, that grace is being multiplied. And then secondly, that we can enjoy grace even in a variety of ways.
Right.
The varied grace of God. We see, firstly, in what situation, in what condition is grace being multiplied? From the outline, it says, in our sufferings, in our limitations, and even our weaknesses. And I'm sure this is something that we all experience.
Amen.
You know, we have limitations, even in the message your brother shared, even though some of the older saints, even your age may be a limitation. We go through different situations of sufferings in our Christian life and in our church life, right? But all of this is so that we can experience this grace being multiplied.
Amen.
This is the condition in which we enjoy the grace.
Amen.
So we need to firstly be the ones who are loving the Lord.
Amen.
We see that verse in Ephesians 6. As we're passing through the sufferings, we can tell the Lord, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
It's because grace is with those who love the Lord.
Amen.
And then secondly, grace is multiplied also in the full knowledge of the Lord. But we have the help. We have the Word. And we have all the precious and exceedingly great promises in the Word to help us, to remind us when we pass through the different situations that we can experience the Lord as grace. One of these precious and exceedingly great promises is what the Lord spoke to Apostle Paul. My grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
Right? Just if we could, you know, be reminded of the Word. As we get into the Word gets into us, and as we pass through these situations, the Word will come up. The precious and exceedingly great promises will come up and even be a source of supply for us to pass through the situations.
Amen.
And then the second point on grace, we experience it in a variety of ways, right? You know, one of the brothers from our campus meeting shared, this semester we enjoyed chicken in so many ways. You know, he really appreciated the food that we ate in the campus meeting. He ate so much different kinds of chicken. Fried chicken, you know, baked chicken, in so many ways. In the same way, we experience grace in so many ways. Right? There's so many aspects. It's coming from all directions. Right? Whether you're a mom, you have children, that's an opportunity to experience grace. You're a college student,
right? There's a grace there ready for us to enjoy and experience. But it all depends on how we react, how we respond to these situations. And day five, as Sister mentioned, one of the verses is 1 Peter 5:5 says, God resists the proud.
Amen.
But he gives grace to the humble.
Right.
Right. And so we need to be the ones who even accept the situations. I face different situations. I just shared two situations. This past week, going to the full-timers retreat, and I had to pick up the saints from Austin. They sent the whole team. There's about 30 of the full-timers there. And some of us had to drive the 15 passengers, and I just felt, this is a suffering. You know, their flight got delayed 4 hours. I had to go pick them up. We missed the first session. I was like, Lord, this is why I did not want to do this. But because, you know, the Lord was operating, and the Word was operating in me, like, my grace is sufficient for you.
And
I was able to enjoy the Lord, even from all the different aspects, from the weather, you know, from the saints. This is what we're experiencing in the church life, saints.
Yes.
The Lord has prepared this grace for us.
Amen.
And another aspect of suffering that I've experienced is suffering for no reason. You know, sometimes, I shouldn't say for no reason, for maybe a reason that we don't understand now.
Right.
Amen. The Lord allows certain things to happen to us.
Right.
I've experienced so many things. Lord, why? But the Lord touched me.
Right.
Eventually, we need to be the stewards of grace.
Amen.
We can experience a situation that is foreign to us right now, but it could be a help to someone else.
That's right.
And then, so when we are shepherding and spending time with the saints, we would function as the stewards of the grace by speaking and ministering Christ to them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I feel this morning we enjoy varied grace by all brothers and sisters sharing. I'm not the last one, so come in 3 minutes, I try to. And I will just briefly share, we know from actually week one, Brother Lee actually shared to us, all the disciples, they are actually in this unique ministry.
Right.
Although they have different kind
Amen.
Of terminology,
Amen.
Utterance, but they are one in the New Testament ministry. And regarding their delivering about grace is also the same, right? Because now, but without, if Paul, without John, or without Peter, the revelation of grace will not complete. And I was very touched. And I want to share with all the saints is, you know, these two epistles actually with some special background. That I think one is, you know, brothers and sisters all share that actually when Peter writes this, the recipients, they are having some very severe kind of sufferings, trials, right? And on the other hand, this is both epistles toward the end of Peter's, you know, life.
Right.
Yeah. Almost, you know, yeah. When you go to. And so I was very touched by his last word to the saints. That's 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and
Amen.
Knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To Him be the glory, both now and unto the day of Amen. Eternity.
Amen. Amen.
So, grow in the grace.
Yes,
Lord. The Peter, our dear brother, you know, the last word to us.
Amen.
And we can grow in the grace in every situation. Different kinds, small, big suffering. Do you have suffering? I think very clear. We suffer because sometimes we sin. We have God's judgment. And without any reason, right? But the Lord, we want us to be perfected and to enjoy grace with a conscience of God, consciousness of God. And even just be a human being, we have all kind of suffering. Very small suffering.
Yeah.
Every morning, struggling to waking up, right?
Yeah.
And when you're hungry, you need to eat. Your family,
So I mean, every detail, every small thing, big things, is opportunity for us to grow in grace.
Amen.
And this have the ultimate purpose is for the Lord's return. Second Peter, our brother actually have very heavy burden, you know, for us to hasten the Lord's return. That's, you know, what I'm so touched this morning when in the table meeting from Saints Prayer, you know, to remind us, you know, we are here for His second coming. May we all seize every opportunity day by day to grow in grace.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord for grace.
Amen.
I just appreciated, I was just reminded throughout the week, right? The law came through Moses, right? But grace and reality came through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have grace.
Amen.
Right? Even in 1 Peter, right, it says, actually the prophets, they were looking forward to this grace, right?
Yes.
So I'm just so grateful. Actually, there's so many utterances, you know, in Peter, actually in the 1 Peter 5:12, right? It says, right, this is the true grace of God. Enter into this grace and stand in it, right? And Romans 5 talks about we can boast and stand in grace, right? I just appreciated, you know, actually it's very possible that unfortunately we don't receive grace, right? But I just appreciate every situation is for us to receive grace.
Amen.
It's for us to receive God as our enjoyment. You know, praise the Lord for all the varied grace, right? There's just such a deep and rich, you know, there's so much that the Lord wants us to experience.
Right.
Every trying situation, every situation, right? He is really just waiting for us to receive Him as grace.
Right.
Amen.
I was just, you know, it's very, I think we know this, but we're still so short in our experience of grace. And I just appreciate it by day 5, I think some of you shared, right? But actually, you know, Peter talks about pride, right? Which I think is kind of contradictory. As he said, actually, if a person doesn't have pride, he's good for nothing, right? That's what Brother Lee said. And actually, in some sense, we should be proud of what you do. Because if you're not proud of what you do, you know, who wants to do something like you? Can a good worker not be proud of what he does, right? But we need to be humbled, right? What we have is really not from ourselves. I actually appreciate it very practically, right? Actually, we need to be humble, and then we can receive grace. But actually, without receiving grace, it's not really possible for us to be humble, right?
Yeah.
To even we're not in the position. But praise the Lord, you know, anyway, just really appreciate it this week. Praise the Lord for all sorts of situations.
Amen.
You know, let us have grace, right? Let us receive this grace. We're just learning to receive grace, but also to remain in grace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In this world, if we open our eyes to see the world, there are a lot full of uncertainty, especially nowadays. If you are preparing your finals, you are looking for jobs, or if you are suffering from, you know, your colleagues, your managers, whatever, or even you don't work, you still have, there's one thing we cannot escape, suffering. Different levels, different times, different seasons. But if we turn around to the Lord,
amen.
Congratulations, there's something so certain which is full of grace.
Right.
Because day 3 will say, the grace being brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ refers to the salvation of the soul as the consummation of God's full salvation.
Amen.
If there is salvation, there is grace. The grace given to us in Christ was bestowed on us before the world began. Why we have sufferings? Because just like Sister Melody shared in Luke 22, the Lord Jesus spoke to Simon Peter directly, says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to have you all to shake you as wheat. And the next verse, that, but I have made petition concerning you and your faith.
Amen.
Will not, Amen. And your faith will not fail. And you, once you have turned again, establish your brothers. Amen. This is why Peter, in his epistles, in first epistle 5:10, he said, but God of all grace,
Amen.
He who has called you into his eternal glory Amen. In Christ Amen. Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. This is a promise, and he will do it, and he's doing it, and he will do it. He will complete his whole salvation for us through our experience. So let us today, day by day, we should be open vessels to the to be continual receivers of this grace and set our hope wholly and perfectly on this grace.
Amen.
So we have hope. We set our hope on the Lord's grace.
Amen.
So His will be done and His kingdom come. Amen. His name be glorified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged because
Amen.
Our Lord has all grace. All these grace that Peter experienced today, we can experience every day according
Amen.
To our situation, how much we can ask from the Lord.
Amen.
His mercy and grace be with us all.
Amen.
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 I was encouraged by Peter's experience. If you trace it, so in the conference, they trace through Peter's experience of failure,
right.
You know, and then of anyways, what we see in his experience is the law of revival. And so I appreciate
right.
it that in our Christian experience, sometimes we have a beginning, a course, an ending, and a pause.
Yeah.
What that means is it's not necessarily always going up like this. It's up and down. But all of that is part of our normal experience in order to go further in the Lord.
Amen.
And, I just appreciate that because sometimes you think, we hear all of these things about grace and you're like, okay, so I just need to enjoy grace, take grace, and I'm going to be victorious throughout my whole, you know, through the whole day, throughout my whole life, but that's actually not the case. We see it, you know, our sister just mentioned that verse, it's like, even after you've suffered a little while, and you know, through our experiences, sometimes there's a new beginning, and then we're going, you know, upward for a while, and then there's a normal ending
Amen.
That will happen. And the brother gave an example, you know, if you become hungry, you know, in our physical life, there's a beginning, there's
right.
a course, there's an ending,
hungry.
There's a pause, right? We have to go to sleep every night. We have to wake up, we have to eat. So when we become hungry, we don't say, oh, my body is failing me. I did something wrong. But no, we just eat, right? Or if we become too tired,
yeah.
what do? We sleep. And so that's in the physical life, in the spiritual life too. Sometimes, you know, we fail. That happens. But then instead of listening to Satan's lies where he condemns us and then we just fall into this pit, we have to realize this is the end of one course and it's the beginning of another cycle.
Amen.
That is the law of revival.
Amen.
And so we see in Peter's experience, you know, he failed, right? But the Lord was telling him, you know, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to have you also sift your wheat, but I have made petition, not that you'll be removed from your situation, actually just that your faith would not fail.
Amen.
And once you have turned again, so I like that, once you have turned again, because that means he turned away. We know
right.
that Peter failed and turned, he denied the Lord.
Right.
Once he turned again,
right.
he could establish his brothers.
Amen.
So I appreciated, you know, in Peter's writing, chapter 4:10, each one, as he has received the gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the very grace of God.
Amen.
And so we each have our own personal experience that we're going through
right.
with the Lord. We have God's allowing of our situation. We all have different sufferings, but we all suffer, right? But that's why we can
right.
all enjoy the very grace of God. God's
Amen.
Grace. There's so much grace.
Amen.
And so once we've experienced that, then we also can become stewards. Right, and then he was able
right.
to say that. I just appreciated that the word that the Lord
wow.
Jesus spoke to Peter, you know, establish your brothers, Peter uses it in his own writing, you know. He will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. So it makes such an impression on him that he would also use it. So I just, anyway, I just appreciate it. Like, in the speaking this week, the brother said, we need to learn to apply and ask. You know, like, oh, there's the surpassing riches of the grace of God. Okay, Lord, today I'd like to know your surpassing riches of this grace, right? Anyways, and then when we ask, he'll give to us. But, you know, we have the ups and downs. And so, amen. We can enjoy grace, and we become the stewards of the very grace of God.
Man, I really like the first and the last verse of what Peter said. Peter opens up with this letter, grace and peace be yours in abundance. He ends with, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. From start to finish, the Christian life is built upon grace. I once met a Muslim woman from the Middle East who later on became a follower of Christ. I asked her, why did you come to Lord? And this is what her response is. In all the world religions, it is a moral framework you must follow to reach God. But in Jesus, God comes down to us, not because we earned it, but because he loved us.
Amen.
And that is grace. That's what her response is.
Right.
The grace of God is the most beautiful and powerful thing we'll encounter. But I often feel that it's also been most misunderstood. We often most misunderstood what grace is all about. We live in a world that understands justice, demands fairness, and wrestles with mercy, but what about grace? Grace is a counterintuitive. It gives not because the recipient is worthy, but because the giver is good. Our God is so good.
Amen.
That is the reason he has given grace to us. I just wanted to bring one example which happened in my life. Last year, when me and my daughter Steffi, who was only 5 years old at the time, we were driving. We just started the car from our home. We were driving to the hospital and we stopped at the red light. We just stopped at the red light, waiting for the light to go green. And then all of a sudden I started smelling smoke coming out of the car. I got out of the car, I opened the hood, and I just saw the blazing fire came on my face.
Wow.
It was a hell lot of a fire, I should say. Just within fraction of seconds, it all happened. And my daughter, who was got locked inside the car. The problem with the BMW, any such fire incidents happen, the whole car will shut off and it will not function. My daughter was literally inside the car, crying, didn't know what to do. Within 2-3 minutes, the whole car started burning. I have a video, if I'll show you, you'll see it as a hell. The whole car started burning from top to the bottom. She was locked in. We didn't know what to do. At that midst of the moment, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. It is a God who said, my grace is sufficient for you. I was anxious. I was perplexed. But in the midst of that fire, God was talking to me, my grace is sufficient for you. The car has burned for 4 hours. For 4 little hours. The whole car burnt into ashes. I'll show you the video. Two fire engines came. They're finally able to rescue my daughter out of it by breaking the windows. But it is not the fire engine or the fireman. It is the grace of the God who rescued my daughter.
Thank you. During the conference, Brother Ricky asked us, read 9 and 10.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I thought that moment was so exciting. Can we read that Romans 9 and 10? During the 3,000 people. Wow. Amen. 9. The God of all grace, who has
called
us. Romans.
Perfect, established, strengthened, and grounded
through your suffering.
This is all grace.
It is
the true grace of God.
Into which the believers enter, into which they stand. 10.
true grace of God is a grace in which, together with the knowledge of the Lord, Jesus Christ, delivers your growth unto your glory, both now and unto the day of eternity. Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord, Brother Joe. Thank you for bringing it up. You know, our hope is not on ourselves, but I appreciate this week that our hope is on the grace of God.
Amen.
In fact, as Sister Yan brought up, in eternity past, actually we see that in God's economy, it is very clear through the help of the ministry that God wants to be everything to us. Amen. And the way He does so is by coming as grace. He wants to dispense Himself as grace into us to be, to actually, in the first room of the world, right? To not just to be everything to us, to do everything in us and for us. And that is becoming grace to us. It's not just for ourselves and our own needs, but it's actually for God's economy. So in the context of First Peter, right, in the Peters, we see that God has a government. Since Irene brought this out, I really appreciate it. God's goal of government is to deal with children so that, especially in the end days,
Amen.
There will be a building, there will be a testimony on the earth for Him. This is for His return. And to do so, He needs His children, especially His children, it starts with His house, to experience God as grace throughout this period of time.
Amen.
Especially under His government and in His dealing. Because it's out of His love, I really appreciate this week, it's out of His love that He deals with His children. So the question then is, how do we respond to this? Since I really appreciate this week, when there's suffering, right, there will always be suffering. When there is circumstances in the church life, there are things that happen. You know, in our services, in our family lives, in our maybe job situations, in all these circumstances, we have a choice. The choice is whether, right, we will just, you know, be close up to the Lord.
Amen.
And I appreciate this. I was touched. Sometimes when situation happens, I'm speaking to myself, right? I realize my heart is hardened.
Yeah.
That's a danger. You know, that's a danger. Especially when it's difficulties. Your heart towards the Lord is not just closed off, but the reason it's closed off because you think God is unfair.
Yeah.
Right? You complain. You have there's kind of some kind of imbalance in your heart.
Yeah.
Like, scientifically it means like you have an imbalanced chemistry in your body. I don't know what that means, but at the end of the day, your heart is hardened. You cannot receive God.
Right. Amen.
When that happens, grace doesn't have a way to operate in you.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And if you do that for an extended period of time, not only your heart is closed off, the worst can happen is that you become very, in a sense, very, very proud. Not in the sense that you have done many things, that kind of proud. Oh, I'm very good at something. That might be too. But in the sense that I know God, He's not going to change this situation.
Yeah.
That is proud, right?
Yeah.
That is actually pride.
Amen.
You think you know better than what God knows.
Oh, Lord.
You presumed His headship without knowing it. Praise the Lord, sorry. Lord, cover me. I don't want to go into this too much and be introspective. My point of bringing this up is that, saints, in order to receive grace, in order to experience grace, as the multiplied grace in our sufferings, in our circumstances, in order to experience the varied grace in the different environments, so on and so forth, I think the saints already brought it out, our hearts and our being needs to be humbled before the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Scott brought this up. In a sense, if we don't have God's grace, we cannot truly be humble, right?
Amen.
But in Peter's writing, it's actually, he's saying, when we are humbled, somehow we are humble by God's mercy. We invite God's grace.
Amen.
Meaning, now grace has a way, has an opening, maybe a very small opening in our being, to come in and to strengthen us.
Amen.
So that we can be filled with His grace. So that God can work Himself into us for His purpose. The bitterness in our heart can be touched and in fact healed by His grace.
Amen.
He will actually constitute Himself into us and enable us to live the Christian life and in fact to live the church life.
Amen.
The result of which is, as Paul mentioned, you know, I really appreciate this word. I think I'll just close. He said, right, in the Corinthians, I am what I am.
Amen.
Not because what I have done, not because I'm Paul, you know, I'm so educated, I know so much.
Right.
In fact, not because of how long I have been in the church life.
Right.
I am what I am because of the grace of God.
Amen.
Meaning, He's saying, I am just a receiver of this grace. What I can do, what I will do, what I am doing, in fact, who I am, is just a product of me receiving this grace.
Amen.
In all my circumstances. I just appreciate our brother Paul. I know we're talking about Peter. But brother Paul is such a pattern to us.
Amen.
May we be those who enjoy grace.
Amen.
We receive, we're willing, who are open, you know, open vessel, so that God's grace can have a way to operate.
Amen.
And in fact, I appreciate that as long as we are open, even just a little bit, this grace is actually God Himself, right?
Amen.
We'll do what we, above what we ask. And no.
Amen.
Do you believe in His grace?
Amen.
Or do you want to believe, I don't know, in what you can see outwardly? Amen. May we be enjoyers of this grace. Receiver, open, you know, to receive this grace.
Amen.
Despite of whatever is happening.
Amen.
And may the Lord really humble our heart.
Amen.
So that we can really be those who are enjoying grace.
Amen.
Not just for ourselves, but for His building.
Amen.
Would you just end here? I'll have some prayer. Amen.
Amen.
True prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord.
Amen.
Love of our God.
Amen.
Fellowship of our Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With all the time.
Amen.
Right.
Lord, humble us.
Amen.
Every day, we're open to you.
Amen.
We invite you.
Amen.
Receiving you as the grace.
Amen.
Right.
Oh,
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We want to be a humble and open vessel.
Amen.
So we can become the continual receivers of your grace.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you for the Christian life.
Amen.
Oh, the church life.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for your grace.
Amen.
Oh, so that we can live it for your economy.
Amen.
Lord, oh, even make us the stewards of grace.
Amen.
Oh, we would be the humble.
Amen.
Oh, who invite your grace.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, keep us open to your grace.
Amen.
Vary and multiply grace.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we continue to experience grace in our situations.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we give you this week. Oh,
amen.
Lord, may we just be abound in grace.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, may we just partake of you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we as the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Grace to you and peace be multiplied.
Amen.
In the full knowledge of God.
Amen.
And of
Amen.
Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, this is your promise.
Amen.
This week we pray every sin, we experience this grace in a new level, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Keep us open
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
Keep us coming to you, Lord.
Amen.
Coming right. forward to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Find mercy and grace in time of need.
Amen.
Keep our hearts open, Lord.
Yes.
Soft to you, Lord.
Amen.
Humble before you.
Yes.
Thank you for your grace.
Amen.
All sufficient grace.
Amen.
Grace multiplied.
Amen.
Superabounding grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. S